now in another attempt to have you cowering in the fetal position under your desk by noon. Here's Rick Stacy and the Sunny Update. If you'll feel better by sucking your thumb, go ahead.
And it's all brought to you by Victory Casino Cruises. Why do smart people post selfies naked?
Because they are insecure.
No. According to a new study, let's take, for example, CEO Jeff Bezos, who's the richest man in the world. No reason to really post enticing sexual photos because just about every woman he comes in contact with in his, you know, orbit is going to throw herself at him.
Well, he's not posting them on social media. You mean sending them to him?
Sending them, posting them. It's all the same thing according to the study. With you just put it out there, it's already gone.
Right. Yeah.
It's already gone. It doesn't matter if it was a text or it was a...
It's out there.
It's out there. It's out there. So here's what the study concluded, that smart and powerful people feel like they are beyond being blackmailed, embarrassed, or any of that. And that's who it happens to the most. That's where the irony comes in.
It's all below me.
People who feel like they have irrevocable power are significantly more likely to take risky moves like posting naked pictures of themselves. For whatever reason. But the part I don't understand is, and I'm a guy, so unlike a woman, I get it. I don't think women see naked selfies of guys as men see naked selfies of women.
Accurate. Yeah.
I think women have beautiful bodies. I think men, you know, I can appreciate you see a guy with a nice chest.
I agree with you,
but it's not
saying.
The same thing. When you send your organs.
Yeah, when you send the Floppy McFlopperson hanging out and it's like... Like, maybe from the waist up, I'm cool with, but
right.
I don't need to, this is when I was single, of course, I don't need to see from the waist down. That's not, I'm not going to go, God, you're hot. And then it's
like, what do you think?
It doesn't have the same appeal, am I correct?
You're accurate, absolutely.
Yeah.
Women are just more aesthetically pleasing overall. On
correct.
Top of the fact that men are more visually aroused in that way than chicks, I find.
By tight shots of things that normally wouldn't, you know.
I mean, just looking at stuff in general. Girls
right
don't
right.
look at stuff and go, oh my
that's,
gosh.
That's,
yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Okay, we got that
shots.
Got that out of the way.
Bugs.
Where have all the bugs gone? World insect leaders.
You're so stupid.
Says we're suffering from, you know, let me tell you something. This is really, if we really get down to the problems in the world, it isn't about any one thing. It's about people who wake up in the morning and go, there's got to be a crisis. Where's the crisis? I got to find a crisis. There's got to be a crisis somewhere. I'm offended. Look what's on TV. I'm offended. Some people wake up like that. How do they live? How do they breathe?
What's their blood pressure like? That's probably through the roof.
It's like, I really think there's people that we deem normal, just a little sensitive, but they're really insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you must not have any problems if this is your focus, you know?
Here's another story. It's like, there's a catastrophic collapse of nature's ecosystem. Now, there may be some truth to that some insects are disappearing, but these people make it sound like the world's coming to an end. I'm sorry. How long has the planet been around? 400 million years is what or is it a billion?
It's longer than we've been here.
We've been here for a microsecond.
Yeah, when you look at like the pie chart of how long we've been here compared to dinosaurs, we're a sliver in that whole.
And when people think of dinosaurs, they think there was like three of them. No, there was dinosaurs coating the entire Earth's surface, and they were destroying the planet. They were eating everything.
It was full-blown Jurassic Park everywhere.
Yeah, so when these stories come out, you got to scratch your head and go, come on, really, dude? Yeah, this global scientific review by scientists paid by people to come up with catastrophe so they can rule over you. Wow, that was a mouthful. Say that more than 40% of insect species are declining and a third are endangered.
And this is why is this a problem exactly?
They do. Insects actually are part of our ecosystem.
I know.
And, you know.
One eats one thing and one eats the other and one spreads. I get it. But
I was always under the impression that we were like vastly outnumbered, like 33 bazillion to one as far as insects go.
Dude, a couple of nukes and the insects, fine, we're dead.
Yeah.
The planet is experiencing the start of a sixth mass extinction, according to the scientific review by the 17 scientists. Okay. Population collapses have recently been reported in Germany and Puerto Rico.
What are they going to do?
I don't know, but I need a crisis. My God. All right. The flu.
If you are sick, don't come near me. Thanks. Stay out of my vicinity.
Recent survey shows that more than half of parents believe their child can get the flu from the vaccine itself. This is so not true.
This is exhausting. This topic is exhausting.
It is, right? There's been 180 child deaths this year alone, blamed on parents that refuse to allow their kids to get the flu vaccine. Now, this is true, though. A lot of the vaccines are meant for flu A, and your kid or somebody in your family gets flu B.
Oh, so, yeah.
However, flu B will be milder because of your vaccine. And nothing's perfect, but wouldn't you rather be a little, you know, on the safe side?
Yeah, like, what if you have, like, an extremely, like, weak immune system, though, like an autoimmune disorder? Does the shot help you or hurt you at that point?
I don't know. Study conducted by here in Orlando at the Orlando Health Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children shows that many parents still feel nervous about the vaccine despite overwhelming evidence that it has no flu whatsoever in it. Dr. Jean Moore-Janney, a board-certified pediatrician at Health is saying because information can become distorted because of the internet, it's important to talk to a doctor you trust where you can get credible information of how the flu shot works instead of looking on the internet.
Did you see, I was telling Rick earlier, the mom on the internet, and I have to post it on our Facebook page, said, I didn't give my daughter the flu and measles vaccines, and now people at our school have the flu. How do I protect her? And so people were like, if only there was some kind of medicine you could have given her to build up her immune system.
Yeah, right. All right, and finally, President Trump at the border yesterday, of course, pitching for his wall.
But we're going there for a reason. We're going there to keep our country safe. And we don't want murderers and drug dealers and gang members, MS-13, and some of the worst people in the world coming into our country.
Yeah, according to reports, they have somewhat of a deal. It's a crappy deal, I think, but they have somewhat of a deal where he would get $1 billion of the $5.7 billion he's asking for, and the Democrats would get a cap on how many illegal immigrant beds would be available. So 80% of people that immigrate over here, they found that a lot of them that take off have previous or existing criminal charges aside from jumping the border.
That's why people are against it.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of people that don't want the wall either. They just want to open borders and they want everything to pour in here. So anyway, they want a cap on how many beds there are. So therefore, let's say, and the cap is, I think it's 16 or 18,000. So if we reach that cap, which we would in a week, then all the other people that come over here that have criminal backgrounds will be let go into the population. So this is the deal. If he makes this deal, I'm done with him. I'm voting for somebody else.
And they're only giving him $1 billion of the $5
billion? For what? It's crazy. But that's what's going on at the border.
But now it turns out not only don't they want to give us the money for the wall, they don't want to give us the space to detain murderers, criminals, drug dealers, human smugglers. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the
bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Yeah, so this is going to go on for a little while. I'm betting there's going to be another government shutdown.
That's what I think. I was going to say, Trump is never going to go for this.
Or there's going to be another, he's going to declare that emergency thing where they build it anyway. You seen California where they removed the National Guard from the border? They're just, the people just walking over, they're just pouring in. So, whatever.
Are we just going to build a moat? What if we do the moat? Is that cheaper?
I'm all for the moat with the alligators.
Yep.
We have an overpopulation of gators anyway.
Sure.
Go to the New York sewers and pick them up, bring them down there, put them in the moat.
Pick them all out at Lake Jessup and haul them off to the border.
Oh, well, Trump's at the wall right now, the little piece of wall they have, Bill. Let's see what he's saying.
Hi, folks. Thanks for coming. And I, President Trump, want to let you all know that border negotiations have stalled. I've done everything I could, and there have been a lot of meetings. A lot. I've tried everything.
Mr. President, what do you mean by you tried everything?
Well, first, I said, give me a wall. They said no. Then I said yes. Then they said no. Then I said, I really want a huge wall. Then they said no. Then I said, pretty please, give me a wall. I'm begging. Then guess what they said?
What?
No.
That's right. Can you believe it? Then we broke for lunch. McDonald's, of course. I paid for it. Bribing didn't work. Then I said, look at my approval rating. It's higher than it's been since 2017. Then they said, no wall. Who cares about your approval ratings? Then we...
Mr. President, how long did this go on?
Well, we had a slumber party, and as the Democrats tried to get some shut-eye, I whispered in their ear, psst. A wall. Give me the wall. Still didn't work. So time for plan B. You'll never guess what it is.
You're going to build a wall anyway?
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. No questions. The Rick Stacy Morning Show.